thing I discovered was the clap sync is not actually good enough on Discord because Discord has very low latency.
It's too good.
So I have to manually adjust stuff if it starts going out of alignment.
Oh, that's no good.
What's there to adjust, though? If you have Discord, isn't it just the recording?
I mean, I'm recording on Audacity, and there's still... If the claps are off, then I have to readjust stuff so that we're not talking over each other.
That makes sense. Anyway.
Pause. Sorry to interrupt, but more Lost.
That's what I've been hearing, yeah. Or Jones 1.
By less than 1%, yeah.
My mom just sent me a message that said Doug Jones just declared the winner with like 19 Intero bangs after that.
If this makes funnily it enough, Final it could, Cut, it, we've dated this episode.
It might have been Shelby that fucked him over.
With that kind of margin, it could have been anything.
Who can Shelby say?
Shelby recommended that that instead of voting for Moore, they write in a candidate. There were 20,000 write-ins.
But that's like saying voting for Jill Stein meant that Trump won. Like,
I mean, when there, the interval is 10,000 votes here,
you could definitely make that argument. But anyway,
It doesn't check out though mathematically. Not without moving voters around. But in any case, good. There is one small bit of good news.
The Emperor saves.
Matt, I have some bad news regarding the political philosophy of the universe we're playing in.
I've also recognized that I edited the first episode of this and I took some irony in our Inquisitor talk giving the fucking talk from Inglorious Bastards to us.
All right,
I think we talked a few times about how the current setting of 40K is that fascism kicks ass.
Yeah.
We are existing inside of a satire, so...
It's not a satire anymore, but we can discuss that at a later time.
I mean, the big
it was
bad
a satire, and then the people
Margaret
who
Thatcher.
Didn't understand it was satire took it over.
We understand it's satire.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying the people that write it. It's that thing of the Space Marine shooting the bolter that just says, you know, fascism is bad over somebody's head. They're like, whoa, cool Space Marine.
I love that picture.
What a great metaphor.
Yes, but now we're writing the story.
Yep.
Yay. Yeah. All right. I was just remembering that line from Severin Dominate. It's like, you think we can write down and then we did donuts for 20 minutes in the mission reports?
It's frowned upon, but accepted. Then the Lord Commissar instructed me to drive the tank closer so he could hit them with his sword. Orders were obeyed. Losses were total.
I was a casualty. End of log.
All orders followed. Finished. Considered great success.
Just imagining that episode of The Simpsons. All right, I'm behind 3 inches of bulletproof glass. Do your worst.
Which episode was that?
50 Short Stories About Springfield.
Oh, okay.
How much air is in here?
Oh.
Oh, come on. Damn it, PDFs.
Laser-proof glass from Futurama.
All right. Hopefully by next week, I will not be dealing with this stupid computer anymore. I will be solidly on my new computer.
Nice, nice.
Which is very fun to build. I'm having a good time.
Yeah, I'm having a stressful time.
You wouldn't let me help, and I've got tiny hands that could have done it easier.
It wasn't tiny hands. It was installing the CPU on the motherboard, which is like taking a saltine cracker with 100 pins on it and being unable to see it underneath the heatsink rig and trying to carefully, evenly put it in. What's that?
Just covered in thermal paste.
Yeah. And then dropping the heatsink rig onto it very carefully into a very precise cradle.
Nice.
For the record, I once got two toys at once from a crane machine.
Yeah, but you that can see in a crane machine.
Such a different skill set.
No, it's exactly the same.
No, I don't even know what's a comparable skill set for this. It's a...
You put munitions chips in toys?
God damn it, James!
How many, I don't know, how many Rubik's Cubes have you solved blind?
I haven't solved any while being able to see.
To be fair, the average American with proper rounding has solved zero Rubik's Cubes blind.
Yeah, probably.
There's that one guy who solved like three of them whilst juggling them. That was some kind of witchcraft.
Yeah, but he is not the average American.
On average, the standard citizen of the universe has 2.7 legs and owns a leopard.
Huh. Damn, I feel left out. I want those extra legs in my leopard.
I don't want a leopard. We can't take care of a leopard, and also our guinea pigs would be a snack.
The leopard would be a constant companion to me.
I don't think that you could stop the leopard from eating the guinea pigs.
Yeah, I could.
No, you could not.
I mean, maybe if you had a knife. That's man's advantage over nature.
I thought it was our persistence hunting.
Also knives.
Nope. Yeah. Knives.
Mostly knives. When we discovered knives.
The leopard has 16 knives that never are away from it.
How many edged weapons game, do you
everyone.
See there?
I'll catch you next time.
Yeah, how's this encounter going?